Nigam disease is usually asymptomatic, but in 15 to 20% of the cases, it may be associated with pruritus, and that is how we differentiate it from the lichen planus. Because we know that the lichen planus lesions are pruritic, and the distribution and the physical appearance also differs. The presentation of the Nigam disease on the skin may be associated with some other manifestations as well, although in a very less percentage. For example, there may be mucosal involvement, in which there may be a recurrent aphthous ulcer-like presentation in the genital and the oral mucosa in 28% of the cases. Palmoplantar hyperkeratosis may be present. Besides this, in 20% of the patient, there may be ocular involvement presenting with the keratitis, conjunctivitis, uveitis, iridocyclitis, which may cause visual impairment. And it is usually asymptomatic, but in very few number of patients may be presenting with pruritus. It can be differentiated from the lichen planus by the absence of pruritus and by the histopathological features showing focal parakeratosis.